In the morning, by the fountain, they talked tentatively.
"Well, now you are in Italy, you should find out more about Verdi," Caravaggio said.
"What?" She looks up from the bedding that she is washing out in the fountain. He reminds her.
"You told me once you were in love with him."
Hannah bows her head, embarrassed.
"Yes, you used to love him. You used to drive us all mad with your new information about Giuseppe. What a man, the best in every way, you'd say. We all had to agree with you, the cocky 16-year-old.
I wonder what happened to her. She spreads the washed sheet over the rim of the fountain.
"You were someone with a dangerous will."
She leans over the balustrade. "I think I did come here, I have to admit. Something at the back of my mind made me for Verdi. And then, of course, you had left and my dad had left for the war. Look at the hawks. They are here every morning. Everything else is damaged and in pieces here. The only running water in this whole villa is in this fountain. The Allies dismantled water pipes when they left. They thought that would make me leave."
"You should have. They still have this region. There are unexploded bombs all over the place."
She comes up to him and puts her fingers on his mouth. "I am glad to see you, Caravaggio. No one else. Don't say you've come here to try and persuade me to leave."
"I want to find a small bar with a Wurlitzer and drink without a fucking bomb going off. Listen to Frank Sinatra singing. We have to get some music," he says. "Good for your patient."
He's still in Africa. He is watching her, waiting for her to say more, but there is nothing more about the English patient to be said. Maybe this is the way to come out of a war, he thinks. A burned man to care for, some sheets to wash in a fountain, a room painted like a garden. "If you are staying," she says, "we are going to need more food. I have planted vegetables, we have a sack of beans, but we need some chickens." She is looking at Caravaggio, knowing his skills from the past, not quite saying it.
"I lost my nerve," he says.
"I'll come with you then," Hannah offers. "We'll do it together. You can teach me to steal. Show me what to do."
"You don't understand. I lost my nerve."
"Why?"
"I was caught. They nearly chopped off my fucking hands."
At night, sometimes, when the English patient is asleep or even after she has read alone outside his door for a while, she goes looking for Caravaggio. He will be in the garden, lying along the stone rim of the fountain, looking up at stars, or she will come across him on a lower terrace. She is always made to feel that she is the one who has found him, this man who knows darkness, who, when drunk, used to claim he was brought up by a family of owls. Two of them, on a promontory, Florence and her lights in the distance.
"Were you a spy, then?" she asks him.
"Not quite."
He feels more comfortable, more disguised from her in the dark garden.
"At times we were sent in to steal. Here I was, an Italian and a thief. They couldn't believe their luck. They were falling over themselves to use me. I did well for some time. Then I was accidentally photographed. Can you imagine that? I was in a tuxedo, a monkey suit, in order to get into this gathering, a party, to steal some papers. Really, I was still a thief. No great patriot, no great hero. They just made my skills official. But one of the women had brought a camera and was snapping at the German officers, and I was caught in mid-step, walking across the ballroom. In mid-step, the beginning of the shutter's noise making me jerk my head towards it. So suddenly everything in the future was dangerous. Some general's girlfriend."
All photographs taken during the war were processed officially in government labs, checked by the Gestapo, and so there I would be, obviously not part of any list to be filed away by an official when the film went to the Milan laboratory, so it meant having to try and steal that film back somehow.
Hannah looks in on the English patient, whose sleeping body is probably miles away in the desert. She walks down the hall and climbs into her hammock, giving it a swing as she leaves the ground. Moments before sleep are when she feels most alive, leaping across fragments of the day, bringing each moment into the bed with her like a child with schoolbooks and pencils. The day seems to have no order until these times, which are like a ledger for her,
her body full of stories and situations. Caravaggio has, for instance, given her something. His motive, a drama, and a stolen image.